Now, the Three Martini Lunch with Greg Corumbus and Jim Garrity.
And welcome, everyone, to the Friday edition of the Three Martini Lunch, along with Jim Garrity of National Review. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America. We trust you all had a wonderful Thanksgiving with family and friends. You're probably still full. You've watched a lot of football. But now, of course, some of your family members are off hitting the malls. Others are just hitting the internet to start their Christmas shopping or to finish their Christmas shopping, depending on when your family gets in the spirit for that. But today is our special Black Friday edition of the Three Martini Lunch, meaning we're each going to offer three gifts, politically speaking, heading into the Christmas season. And Jim, I will go first here. I was nicer this year. I'm not going to say that all my gifts are going to be perfectly nice, but ever since my gift of giving ISIS the Ebola virus a couple years ago, I've decided to ease up for the holiday season and be a little more charitable, although ISIS isn't
soft in your old age.
ISIS isn't getting anything this year. All right, let's
cross Zika off my list here then. Okay.
Number one. Remember back in the 2000 campaign when Al Gore kept talking about a lockbox? Well, my lockbox isn't for Social Security. It's for Donald Trump's iPhone. And I'm giving it to Kellyanne Conway and perhaps Reince Priebus once the administration actually starts. Put that thing in the lockbox. Make sure Trump never knows the combination. Let him focus on his job, as he's been doing for the most part since winning election, and not getting distracted by Twitter wars, whether it's Hamilton or Saturday Night Live or anything else. There's a lot of potential here in this administration. We're liking some of the early cabinet choices. His focus on the issue seems to have a little more clarity than we suspected earlier on in the campaign. So if he can stay focused on those things and not be distracted by insults toward him or members of his administration and so forth, that can only be a good thing. So lockbox for Kellyanne Conway to keep Trump's iPhone in hawk.
Very good choice, Greg. I like that. So I actually had to return the first gift I was going to get. My plan was to get Bill and Hillary Clinton a pair of one-way tickets to a non-extradition country. clearly, if they felt like they were going to need it, if you're finding yourself that Obama pardon doesn't come through, then maybe you want to end up in Brazil or some other country where you're beyond the reach of American law enforcement. Because I don't see Comey turning into Deputy Samuel Gerard from The Fugitive and hunting them down to the ends of the earth. But it turns out Trump has decided he doesn't want to follow that prosecution. So I was trying to think about what the Clintons really need, what they've been through, what they really, you know, what they need. I thought about, you know, the laughing about, you know, whether her server was secure and it was stored in the closet or the bathroom or something like that. So it seems appropriate, Greg. I got them a subscription to Simply Safe Home Security.
Nice.
Some would say the Secret Service have that covered, but I just kind of like the idea of them having that, knowing they have the alarm, so nobody can go into their server held in the closet and, you know, wipe it with a cloth or anything.
Excellent choice. All right. My second Black Friday gift goes to the media. The media's had an interesting year this year, to say the least. They've spent a lot of time talking about Donald Trump, and for good reason. He turned out to not only be the nominee, but the president-elect. Some of the things they spent a lot of time criticizing Donald Trump for were very much warranted. Other things would never have happened if Donald Trump hadn't been the Republican or hadn't been such a, you know, polarizing figure, I guess you could say. But even since Trump's been elected, and he's hardly spent much time in the public spotlight, every little thing he's done, I'm thinking of a steak dinner where they didn't tell the protective press pool and the press pool threw a hissy fit, to now the media wondering why it costs $1 million a day to protect the first family, like that's never dawned on them before that costs a lot of money, whether it's the Obamas or anybody else. The media's just got to calm down. There's going to be plenty of things that Donald Trump does that we're probably going to like. There's going to be plenty of things that Donald Trump does, either policy-wise or personally, that we're not going to like. The media is probably not going to like most of it, but I'm giving them an unlimited supply of Xanax because you need to save your energy and your reporting time for the things that matter. And every time Donald Trump blinks or types a word on his Twitter account, you can't go apoplectic. You got to pace yourself. This is 4 years now. It's not just a year and change of a campaign. So settle down. Pay attention to what matters. Here's your pills.
Greg, you and I are best known for quoting Die Hard references to that, but I actually turned to another classic of American history, Red Dawn, in discussing with a media person who'd really been rough on Trump, and I said, look, you know, son, all that hate in your heart is going to burn you up one day. And he ironically seemed to get the reference. He turned around and said, it's all that keeps me warm. So that seemed like the media could use that. I too try to reach out to people who have seen things differently from me and who I've not always gotten along with, trying to turn over a new leaf in the new year, you know, reestablish good relations. And I reached out, Greg, to Huma Abedin. And I gave her a complimentary subscription to Sanebox, another former sponsor of Three Martini Lunch. This way, all emails from Anthony Weiner, she can block them. They can go straight to the black hole, and she'll never have to deal with those emails again. So that seemed she's someone who needs, to be very wary about the emails she gets. And emails giving her so much trouble. I figure if Sanebox can help all of our listeners, then it probably could do her some good as well.
Our sponsors are loving you right now, Jim. And Huma Abedin's probably wondering if she could actually send Anthony Weiner himself into the black hole.
Into the black hole, yeah.
She would probably appreciate that. All right, on to my third and final one. And a couple days ago, we were talking about the things we were politically thankful for. And my third one was that Harry Reid will no longer be in the U.S. Senate. He will no longer be Democratic leader, and he won't even be a member of the chamber. So he's headed into retirement. But, Jim, I'm a little bit worried about him because the last time he spent some considerable time off, he came back with an odd variety of injuries that he blamed on an exercising accident. So as ludicrous as that explanation is, I've decided to get him a whole new personal home gym with a thoroughly cushioned exercise regimen. So if he just somehow manages to get attacked by the elliptical or the rowing machine and it just goes on a vengeance, it'll be really soft blows that he suffers and he shouldn't be injured at all. So we're hoping to keep Harry Reid safe and unharmed in his gym once he's in retirement.
That is a generous gift on your part, Greg. I also, by the way, for anyone wondering, remember that awful injury that Harry Reid had, and wondering, good heavens, what kind of equipment caused that? What should I not get in order to avoid some terrible injury in a black eye like that? As I understand it, Greg, the exercise equipment was a mobster named Lefty. They apparently can turn on you with very little warning. So the irony is I, too, got someone a seat cushion, not giving it to Harry Reid, giving it to a different person in Congress. It's for House Speaker Paul Ryan. I'm giving him that because in light of the election returns of 2016, the kind of projected mood of mood of the country and partisan patterns and things like that in 2018, the likely amount of Republican control and redistricting that will happen after the 2020 census and beyond, Greg, I can kind of project right now on the decision desk, Paul Ryan will be the speaker for another 12 years or so. There's at this point, the outlook for Republicans keeping the House for a long time looked good. So he's going to be sitting in that chair for a long time. And I don't want his tush to get sore or anything like that. So I got Paul Ryan a seat cushion for the speaker's chair because it looks like he's going to be there for a little bit while. It's the good kind of the Snickers commercial when you know you're not going anywhere for a while.
Well, let's hope the midterms turn out that well in 2 years with Republicans in power. You never know what the voters will think at that point. But
if it doesn't, Craig, I'm sure you'll play this audio back for me.
But let's hope that the numbers remain strong on the right following those elections and that the next 2 years give voters good reason to keep things the way they are. So, Jim, glad that we've been able to dispense all our gifts early. There'll be no rush to the malls for us. We've already given all these things away. It's not even the end of November yet. Enjoy your weekend. Enjoy all the college football games and talk to you Monday.
See you Monday, Greg.
Jim Garrity of National Review. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America. Thanks for being with us. And be sure to tune in again on Monday for the next 3 Martini Lunch.